All right, yeah. Welcome to another episode of Mr. Z and Fifth with your host, Zach Kias in the Fifth General. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? Good to be here. Good to be here, man.
Yo. Right, man. So, everybody's talking about it somewhat, but it's in the news. The 45th president, Donald J. Trump, former president, by the way, you know, we like to refer to him as, well, Busta Rhymes originally referred to him as President Agent Orange.
Agent Orange.
he had to turn himself in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There was a warrant for his arrest.
Mm-hmm.
He's charged with 34 counts, 34 felony federal charges, if I'm not mistaken. I think they're all federal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, his indictment, charging him with 34 felony counts. It was all over the news. It says that these 34 felony accounts are falsifying business records.
Mm.
Okay. So I'm not able to get an actual breakdown on which, you know, what each felony constitutes. Does it actually equal any, you know, federal or state or whatever? I'm not sure. You know, this is, you know, does it equal any time? Will he be put away? Like, how does this work out? You know what I'm saying? I'm still waiting for the news to develop accurately on that, because there's a lot of publications talking and saying this and that, but most of it has to do with just it being just hush money. You know, let me pay this person off, pay this person off. I mean, that's basically what a lot of that is really just kind of referring to, you know. So that's where we at with that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I say this, and I know some people tuning in could probably agree that it's been bombarded for the past few days with the news of the arraignment of Donald Trump, the arraignment. And been hearing a lot, news, different news sources. According to sources, he's getting arraigned. But I say this too.
Yeah.
I say this too, but most of the people tuning in and most of the people that are struggling to pay their bills, it doesn't faze them no way.
No.
They don't really,
because
Well,
because number one, he's not the current sitting president right now. Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
what he does not affect the country.
Right. Right.
Now let Biden get arrested right now and then it'd be a different conversation.
But right.
What Trump, it doesn't affect nothing. But my opinion is, and I'm going to read this real quick and then I'm going to be done with it. This is according to AP News. The indictment centers on allegations that Trump falsified internal business records at his private company while trying to cover up an effort to illegally influence the 2016 election by arranging payments that silenced claims potentially harmful to his candidacy. It includes 34 counts of fudging records related to checks Trump sent to his personal lawyer and problem solver to reimburse him for his role in paying off porn star Stormy Daniels, who said she had an extramarital sexual encounter with Trump years later. Okay, so that's what that's all about. Everybody knows they've been hearing about him and Stormy for this whole campaign, this whole time. So
right.
that's not new to anybody. It's just the fact that they obviously waited till he got out of office.
Yeah.
To come up with a way to get him. And I have a question. You think he'll snitch or people will snitch on him?
People will snitch on him.
Hey. Depending on what he get. He looked like a snitch. he gives me snitch vibes. So I think to him and others, but check this out, and I'm going to give you some fuel to go off of. they said one of the brothers from the Central Park Five said, yeah, this is him reaping what he sowed. Because remember how hell-bent he was on saying them brothers did it, and they didn't do it, and then when they got off, he still believes that they were guilty?
Yes, 1986, I think. Am I right? 1986.
Okay.
Yeah, yes.
I can't blame the brother for saying that.
Can't blame him.
Just saying.
Can't blame him.
It begs the question. I mean, hey, you didn't have no mercy for them, but you want people to have mercy for you. Okay, we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll see. So my thing is this.
You're saying, yeah.
My thing is this. You know, for all the tea in China, we don't care. We don't, you know, I mean, the media has been bombarded. We've been bombarded with this. And it's like, I don't care. A lot of people, I know people would agree with me and shit. People would agree with you and me and you, Fifth. We don't care. No. It doesn't solve anything. But anyway, it's just been bombarded. And it's all because they don't want, because we know that they don't want him to run for president. That's what it is. That's all this is why, because others have done this in the past too as well. Others slept with porn stars and had affairs on their wives, and yeah. What makes Trump so special? Because he wants to run? I mean, they're just trying to stop his flow from running. That's all it is. I think that's all it is, man.
Let me say this. He's not in trouble for having he's not arrested for having a affair. He's being arrested because there is a law that says you cannot use campaign funds or government money.
Oh, yes. That's right. That's right. Okay. Yeah. I missed that part. Reason. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So, and you know, they were asking for that man's paperwork for a while. Remember, he wouldn't provide it.
Right.
So the whole thing was, well, hey, if you not lying about using campaign money or federal money to do this, then I don't see what's the point. Just clear.
Yeah, you know.
that's the only reason why he's getting highlighted. I mean, if he was spending his own, I mean, he's a billionaire, right? Quote unquote. If he was using his own money. And everything that was a paper trail to his own personal money, then he wouldn't be indicted.
Yeah, if he was using his own resources, he wouldn't have been. They wouldn't care less whoever he slept with. They would have been okay. But yeah, you're right, because it's a simple fact that he's hiding things, and he's dipping into other people's funds. Because you know what it is? If he allegedly dipping into funds, other funds, and then using it to hush money. And you know what? Now, let me ask you a question. What do you think is going to become out of all of this?
Absolutely nothing.
Thank you. Enough said. they're wasting our valuable times by bombarding the news with this. Sometimes, listen, Fifth, sometimes I got to turn the news. Mm-hmm. Okay? Sometimes I gotta let me go to YouTube. Let me see what really matters that really affect us. What really affects us in this country? What really matters and what really affects us in this country? That's what I gotta turn to. Not Donald J. Trump and his You know what I'm saying? Moving right along.
that's real talk.
Yeah.
That's real talk, so.
I
definitely understand where you're coming from. So I wanted to actually talk about something kind of briefly. My bad. Before we get into the subject, because we're going to talk about a video from a woman that I respect. She goes by the name of Dee Dee, just giving her credit for it. She also gave Reva credit for it, too. About women not being a prize, and some woman wrote a letter. So we're going to get into that topic. But before we get into that, Zacchaeus, you wanted to go into something else?
Yeah. This is for those who like to travel to exotic places. And
Oh, right. I forgot. Yeah, go ahead.
Places that sometimes you got to do, before you travel, you got to do your research. What are you coming from, London? What are you coming from, the UK? What are you coming from, the US? What are you coming from, maybe even from foreign, Australia? Or are you coming from Guyana, Jamaica? Anywhere you're traveling and you're going to, you're not doing your research and you're just going. Sometimes it could be, your own, for you not doing your research, it could be to your own demise. Because the thing is this, there's a couple. Now, I didn't have a chance to get their names. I had their names, but time has passed because this happened since March the 20th, mid-March. There's a couple that went out from a Haitian couple. I have to say, a Haitian couple that went out from Miami, Florida. Florida, I believe it's Miami, Florida. Florida, and they wanted to go back home. Go back home and reconnect with maybe they have some family members there. They want to reconnect. Well, today they're being held for ransom. Now, I don't know the outcome of it. Maybe they're not alive, but they're being held for ransom. You cannot go to... I have to say, Haiti, and just to go, and there's a lot of Haitians that live in the U.S. and live in France and live abroad, and they don't want to go back to Haiti. Why? Because the gangs has taken over the Haiti, and I'm just saying that briefly. That it's sad to say that when you go a place like that, you're being held for ransom. And It's a sad thing to think about, and a sad thing to know that you can go back home and be held for ransom. Damn, they were looking at, it's a warning for people out there that like to travel and don't do your research and don't do your due diligence. Never think that nothing can happen to you. That's the message. Never think nothing can happen to you. Or when you go to certain places, that things cannot happen to you. Always do your research. Always, I don't want to fail to mention this. Always pray before you go. All right? Needless, I'm not saying you can't travel, but always pray before you go. Because me and you, Fifth, we like traveling. I like traveling. I do like traveling. But I do also like to know if I'm traveling, where I'm going to and who I'm traveling with. And who is my company? Or who am I going to meet when I travel? So it's sad to see a young couple go out to their go back home, and then they meet held for ransom. It's happened numerous amount of times. This is not the only story that happened in Haiti. This has happened a numerous amount of times. I'm just mentioning it because I just want to mention it to say that be careful when you go out there. Be safe when you go out there. That's all. And don't go to Haiti now, but just be safe when you go out of place. Go out of places, just be safe. That's all I want to say. Yes.
Well, all right, let me add something to that.
Yeah.
We had seen situations where not too long ago, we even mentioned this. Women was going to get BBLs in Mexico, and then they got robbed and killed.
Yes.
Another couple got held up by the cartel. You know, then they gave them back. You know what I'm saying? And this is what I think it is. I think people. Okay. I think people are not using street smarts, man. I think they come from whatever hood they from in America and think all hoods are the same.
Yep. No. They're not the same. People are hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in Haiti, people are hungry and they're desperate. People in Haiti is eating mud pies. People are desperate. People are hungry. People are starving. People need resources to help them out. And if when you're desperate times come for different measures, and you do anything just to feed yourself. Families are setting families up. You're going back home and your own family members are setting you up. Why? Because they're hungry. And when you're hungry, you do anything. And some people, yeah, and you're right. Some people go places and they think that don't be in a box. Always look at videos and do your research. Don't always think that, oh, well, my hood is the same as if I go to Mexico. If I go to Cancun, Mexico, or Cozumel, Mexico, it's going to be the same. Not the same. It's a different ball game altogether. It's always wise to pray. That's number one. Number two, do a little research. Do a little research. And number three, try to go with people that know the place too. That know the place and make sure that you're straight with them. That's a message for them. That's a message for Ali that like traveling, that like, going to these places and don't do your homework. Listen, I travel many places outside the US. And I can say that I can truly say before I went to places, I always find out where I was going, who I was staying with, who I'm linking up with. Why? Because these things are important. Yeah, you can't go say, oh, I want to travel, just go crazy, you know, and just go traveling any old place you want to go. Gotta be careful where you go. Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's just not worth it. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me play something here. All right. This is from Dee Dee. She gives a commentary on women are not the prize. And it's a response. It's a commentary on a woman who wrote a message. Here we go. Let me make sure I turn it up. All right.
She says, females are no prize. Be realistic. Half of us are ran through at a young age. Half of y'all want a man to pay all of your bills and expenses, hair, nails, outside, food, etc. Half of y'all messy as F to the point you can't see the floor in y'all's bedrooms. Can't clean at all. Dishes in the sink for days/weeks. Half of y'all abusive as hell and think it's so cute. Half of y'all hop in a new relationship or situationships quick as hell and be insecure the entire time about the relationship and start acting controlling. Half of y'all don't feel anything but lust for your man. Half of y'all will cut off a man for taking advice from his own mama. Baby.
Sheesh. There's more to it, but I kind of want to cut in. Now, this is commentary by a woman, but I want people to know that the message is by a woman. So this is not a man saying this. Okay? She's giving her commentary on a woman's comment opinion on women not being a prize. Apparently, I would guess that this is a conversation to the narrative that we always hear when me and you were children, even though we're from different eras, Zacchaeus.
Yeah.
You heard it and I've heard it. That, you know, that women are the prize and men have to pay for it. That's just how it is. That's just how it is, right?
Yeah.
So she mentioned something I want to come back to. She said, y'all want a man to pay all the bills. Y'all want this, y'all want this, y'all want that. But meanwhile, y'all can't even maintain healthy relationships mentally how you are. And the thing is, I just want to say this. And remember, you know, my stance on the whole prize thing. I don't think one person is the prize or whatever. This conversation, let's talk about who's the benefit, right? If a woman, let's just say this. If a woman was on her own, whether she was living by herself or living with her parents, and never had to pay a bill because her dad took care of it. So since her dad took care of everything, technically it sounds like she wants another dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, because a lot of young women, well, a lot of women will say, you know, I want my man to pay all the bills. Notice how they say man, not husband. I want my man to pay all the bills because my dad did.
I heard that before. Yeah.
Your man's not your dad.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're going with this concept of when you marry a woman and the father brings her down the aisle so that you could take on, or are they trying to communicate that one father is passing his daughter on to another father?
Well,
you can go. Go ahead. You're married, man. Go ahead.
Well, I look at it this way. And I say this, and I'm going to go according to the word. Your husband is supposed to be your helpmate, not a father figure. Now, my thing is this. Now, I know that security is the biggest thing when it comes to the ladies. That's true. Security is the main thing that they want to feel comfortable. They want to feel comfortable. But my thing is this. If everything you want a man, then what's the sense of you going to school then? If you want him to cover everything, what's the sense of you going for your goals? If you want him to cover everything, then you might as well just say that, listen, I'm not going to go for my goals. I'm going to rely on you to go for my goals. So I'm just going to sit there and just rely on you and just let you cover everything. Then, so all you got to do is just sit there. So all I got to do is, all you want to do is just sit there and look pretty. That's it. Look beautiful. Do your nails and look pretty. That's it. What about your goals and aspirations? Do you have any goals and aspiration? That's my question to the ladies. Do you have any goals and aspirations? I mean, to some of the, I can't say all, because some of the ladies, some women do have some heavy goals and inspirations. To some of those ladies out there that feel entitled, that, listen, I want my man to cover everything, cover all my bills, like with the song Babyface sing about, I pay your rent and everything. I want him to cover all my bills and everything.
I'll pay your rent. I'll cook
exactly.
The two. As soon as I get home from work.
I'm work. Yeah, come on.
I'll buy you.
Come on clothes. Now. So my question is, like, listen, that's what you're going after a man for? For him to cover all your bills, you can just sit there and don't have to do anything? Well, let me bust your bubble. You'll be sitting there for a long time because you'll be sitting there for a long time. No, listen, you'll be sitting there for a long time because you think that he's going to just say, listen, okay, I'll cover everything. I got this. I got that. You ain't got to do nothing. Just sit there and look pretty. In a fantasy world, that would be the idea, right? In a fantasy world, but we're not living in a fantasy world. You got to hold your own too. You gotta pull your weight too. Wait a minute. So what's the sense of you? I said, well, I got all my stuff together. Yeah, I hear the women say this sometimes. Even in some YouTube videos, I got all my stuff together. Mm-hmm. But I want you to take me shopping. I want you to cover this. My man cover this. Well, how about your husband? You say your man. She said she wants a man to cover everything.
Yeah.
Cover this. Yeah,
they're not even talking about husband because, I mean, they don't want to be wives anymore. So, you know, they're looking for.
Oh, yeah. We know how that goes. Yeah. Yeah, they're looking for that. Yeah, they're. Oh, yeah, I guess the marriage thing is played out now.
Yeah, it's a thing of the past. Yeah.
A thing of the past. So he said, my man got to cover this. He said, sometimes you see on these videos, sometimes you see that, when the guys pull up in a nice car, you see how entitled some of these women sound, man. I want him to cover this. I want him to cover. I want him to pay my rent. I want him to cover pay all my bills. And I'm a high maintenance woman. That's right. Mm-hmm. Take me going shopping. Take me shopping so I get to the hottest malls. But yeah, what are you bringing to the table?
Yeah.
And then when you say, what are you bringing to the table? I hear crickets. And then you hear the word, well, I'm bringing me. You. Okay. The brother sits back there and he scratches his head.
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing you. So that's all it takes? Just you bring yourself? But I cover everything for you? Listen. I and then you know what he says? I smell a gold digger.
All right, let me add to this. So, all right, number one, if a man could, he would. I mean, that's just what it boils down to. So I'm not saying men don't want to be providers. I mean, it's how God made us. We naturally have an instinct to provide and protect. We want to protect what's ours, and we want to provide for what's ours. Okay, that's just simple math. Okay, it's just that. when, how is it that you think you're the prize when you're not the provider? You're not the protector. So a man knows, even when he's dating his girl, this is before marriage, a man knows that when he gets with a woman, before he gets with her, he knows that he has to budget for her. You have to budget a relationship. You got to budget even if it's just a first or second date. Most men know we have to budget that. Women don't necessarily have to do that. Does a woman have to have some money to some point in the beginning? I mean, if she wants to get her hair and her nails done in a nice outfit, yeah. But you do know that there are some women out there who are demanding from men who want to take them out on their first date that they pay for the dress, the hair and the nails, and the dinner. And there's no guarantees that that woman is even feeling us. But that's what some women are demanding now. How about that? What do you say about that?
Well, that's facts right there, because it's true. But this, I'm going to say this too. I'm going to jump in and say this. We don't mind doing covering a woman with certain things. Nope. We don't mind. You know what? Especially if they're worth it. Especially if they're supportive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just put that out there. If they're supporters of you, and you know that they're, and you know that you're compatible with her, and then you know that you're, that you are, you two are, what do you call it? Complement each other. You two complement each other. Then yeah.
Well, by all means. What you're referring to is, it's fine as long as there's some reciprocity.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Okay.
So, but exactly. you know, a lot of that gets missed in the narrative. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that gets missed. A lot of women don't understand that that's all men are asking for in return. We're not even just talking about the drawers. I get it. In the world, you hit it all the time. If I'm paying for the meal, give me some butt. I understand that. I understand why women get upset about that part. But what all men of any income are asking for, even a man who works at McDonald's, even though McDonald's, some cats is getting paid $15 an hour, but even the guy who works at McDonald's, he wants at least know that that woman that he's taking out on that date that might cost him $100 to $150 to some maybe $200 the way he takes her, he just wants to know, does that woman even like him? I mean, and I get it. You don't even know yet. But then this is what I want to tell men and women before you go on the first date. Y'all need to be talking on the phone something. Y'all need to be building something before y'all even go out on the first date.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? It's the...
You got to get a vibe for this woman. Okay? Yes. I made the mistake in my past of jumping the gun. And I got tricked, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't vet before the date good enough. Some people date, then vet. No, you got to vet before that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you want to know that your time, and especially when you're a man, your resources, because he got to pay for you and himself, because he got to eat too.
Mm-hmm.
This is why sometimes you see some comedy shows, right? And it's for comedy effect, but this is kind of honest. You got some men that take a woman out. She orders a lobster and a steak. When it's time for him to order, he's asking for water and soup. Because that's all he can afford now. He done spent all the money on himself to get prepared for the date. Clinked his car. Got his car washed. Haircut. Got an outfit. If it's one of those dates, reservations, he got all this stuff and he's budgeting. Okay, what's on this menu? Hopefully he looked at the menu before he went to the restaurant. Some give their prices, some don't. Looked at the menu. He goes, okay, well, if baby girl orders the filet mignon, then I ain't gonna be able to order that. So I'm gonna have to look at the chicken. And then, you know what I'm saying? He's looking at his budget. And then he's like, ooh, if baby girl wants an alcoholic drink, because, hey, listen, some women out here be drinking. Come on now. Some women out here be drinking. Even the Christian women. I'm just keeping it real. Okay.
All right. All right. Okay. Yeah.
Let's just keep it real. Let's just keep it real. You done met the girl at church, and all of a sudden you take her out, and she wants Coke and rum. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. And you don't find that out until you get to the date, right? So then now you got to fit that into your budget. So now you can't order soda. You got to order water with two lemons. Okay, and then you got to make sure you got extra biscuits and extra rolls, because you got to make sure you're full. You know what I'm saying? She done bought the lobster and the steak. She got a surf and turf.
Well, let me tell you something.
And on the side, she probably want crab cakes to go with it too. You know what I'm saying? So he just wants to know. Listen, is there going to be some reciprocity? Am I going to be appreciated for what I'm getting? Am I even getting a second date? You know what I'm saying? Because as a man, you don't know if you get in that when you take a woman out. And I think a lot of women think men have it easy in the dating world, because they look at a certain percentage of men who are like a small percentage, and they look at how many women they get. And so they use that same, perceive that many men can relate to those men. And that's not true. There are men out here who can't even get a date.
It's true.
And if they do, it's probably once every 5 years.
It's true. And it.
And I'm gonna play the rest, so, but go ahead.
It's like this. And I think when it comes to being honest with each other, I think it's sometimes you gotta stand in your truth and you gotta be honest and say, listen. And if you see, it's like this, they got some people that you'll go out with them, men that would take women out, and they're just taking you out. Then you go date after date. You're taking her out and all, and you send them. And because you don't know how to communicate so well, you're spending all that money, because right now is an inflation right now. Things are skyrocket high. And you're spending all that money, and you're still in that friend zone. Why? Because you haven't stood in your truth and said, listen, I wanna just be me and you. And I think this is going far. This is going further. And they got some men that haven't been on dates for 4 or 5 years. Why? Because they wanna ask a woman out. Why? Because fair. And I think fair stops you from achieving your achievements. Fair stops you from sometimes you gotta take risk, and sometimes you gotta attempt. And if you don't attempt, you're still in the same position 5 years from now, 4, 6 years from now, 7 years from now, and you haven't asked a woman out yet. It's not really them, it's you. Because some women, believe it or not, this is 2023. Some women, especially if you're an older dude, some women still like to be asked out. Yeah. Especially if you feel as if there's a chemistry going. Is there a chemistry between you and her? And you're like, there's a chemistry, but you're still in the friend zone spending all that dough, or you're 2 years has passed by, 3 years has passed by, and there's got some men that they're probably going online, and sometimes they even turn that down. Why? Because you're living in a fantasy world and you're not standing in your truth. It's good to stand in your truth sometimes. And this is why some people stay alone for the longest time, because sometimes they're afraid to take risks and afraid to take attempts. And you have to do that. You have to do it. This goes for the men that 5, 4, 3 years down the line, you're still like, I'm dateless. I don't have nobody to talk with and nobody to. And you do sometimes, you do meet people to talk to, but why? And you do like the girl, but you just, they make time go by. By the time you ready to get to her, she's moved on to somebody else. They got some bold guys out there. They, yo, Fifth, they don't waste time. They be like, yo, you look good.
Well, because it's still a world of competition. That's why. Let me play the rest.
Yeah, go ahead.
Half of y'all don't know what the F you need and want and don't trust them the entire time because of your own insecurities, and you treat a man like he's the one that played you in the past when he could in fact change your life and be a MF blessing. Half of y'all don't let them have their own peace, sleep for hours, drink a little, be on the game for hours after work, go out with his friends. Don't even let a man hold the door for a lady without getting mad calling him friendly. Go out and ask these men out. Pay for their gas. Pay for their meal. Open the door for them once in a while. Be the driver instead of passenger sometimes. Give him random gifts. Y'all get rejected by a man once and start calling them names. LMAO. Laughing my ass off. Taught these men that no means no, can't be mad. They started to learn their worth. Baby, listen.
Okay. Let me respond to that. To me, that sounds great, but my question, my response to that is that is far and wide you would find a woman thinking like that. It's also, to me, nice. Far and wide, it is, I mean, there might be one or two in the world that you might pick in. The pickings are slim. Yeah. And you might have to go to a foreign land maybe to find that. I'm just saying. And the pickings are slim. For you're not going to really, you're not going to find so much women think. It almost sounds like a fantasy world. It's fantasy zone she's speaking from, you know? It's not gonna happen like that. It's almost sounds like a fantasy, because the thing is that you may meet a woman that you collab with, and maybe meet a woman that you laugh with and have smiles with, but for her to be opening the door for you, opening the door for you, maybe giving you a gift once in a while, if you find it, brother, you better hold on. But most of the time, you're not gonna find it. Yeah,
understand.
Most of the time, you're not gonna find it. No,
understand this, and I'm gonna give it back to you. Understand?
All right.
There was some level of sarcasm there to some degree, but still genuine in this point. What the person is trying to say at the end of that letter is put yourself in a man's shoes. If this is what men are doing for you, understand that you have to qualify for it. And if you put yourself in a man's shoes, maybe you'll respect men more. I think that's probably what the letter is saying.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Because we just sat up here and we talked about what men typically have to go to even get a date, to get a phone number, because not all phone numbers lead to dates. Not all approaches lead to dates.
That's right.
And that's why the end said, well, you ask guys out, you pay for the meal then. If it's that easy, you do it. That's what the letter's trying to say. So what they're trying to say is get humble. Humble yourselves before the Lord and understand that you're really getting a privilege with these men. You're not entitled. You're not supposed to have all of this. Understand, men are giving you a particular privilege to get you. So have some type of respect.
Like you said, reciprocity, some kind of appreciation. Some kind of appreciation because, listen. Listen.
Because real quick, and I'm
go ahead, go ahead.
I won't interrupt, I promise. But I've been kind of holding this in. So the thing is, I'll full circle back to what I was saying a couple minutes before. And I was saying that, no, I don't think no particular person is the prize. But for the sake of conversation, if you, ma'am, have been paying 100% of your bills, and then you get with a man, and then he now been paying 100% of his bills and yours, sounds like the prize is him.
Hello.
In that context.
Right. Right.
Because now you get to save all your money, which you do anyway. Now, God forbid you leave. He lost. You gained. You've been pocketing all your money. So you already was 1 foot out the door anyway. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's called appreciation, man. And you know, listen, they have some women that do appreciate the men. We're not saying that they don't appreciate the men. But some women, sometimes, they take it for granted. They don't really know that, okay, that this man is stretching his pockets, spending his time to please you and to make sure you have a good time, make sure that you're safe, make sure that you're taken care of, and make sure that he makes an effort to put a smile on your face. And sometimes it's a lot of the men, a lot of pressure sometimes, because I always would say this, remember, when rent is extremely high, depending on what city you live in, and you gotta travel across town, remember, he's a chaser. He's traveling across town, spending weeks pushing away some of his friends to come see you, sacrificing himself. And yes, I know the women will say, well, that's his choice. Yes, it's his choice. But know and understand the fact of that he's stretching himself just to make sure that he spends time with you. And so that's some women's gifts. They like spending time. That's one of the fruits of the spirit. Am I right? Love languages. No, not fruits of the spirit. Love languages that some women like to, their love language is spending time. So if he's stretching himself out and he's saying that, listen, baby, I'm coming to pick you up. I know. And he's making an effort every week, coming to pick you up every week. Make sure that you have a good time. And he's just splurging his money. He could be spending his money and maybe paying this bill, but he's saying, listen, I'm going to sacrifice and I'm going to make sure my baby have a good time. Make sure you have a good time. And then you still put him in the friend zone and still not appreciating him and telling him that he's broke and you ain't got that much and discredited him. Eventually he's going to walk and eventually he's going to be like, well, listen, I don't feel appreciated, man. I stress myself out. I push away people that I love just to come spend time with you. And I travel across town 4 hours. I don't know whoever spent 2 hours driving or 3 hours driving just to travel across town to meet that person that you're just going crazy over, but it's not reciprocated. It's not in return. You don't get that in return. You're doing all the efforts, and you're not getting back in that return. I know a lot of us has went through that. A lot of us can just raise our hand and went through that. And maybe some women has went through that too, where they maybe calling the dude and he's not picking up. But it seems that it happens more to the dudes. Maybe because it happened to me in my past a lot. But I'm just saying, it seems that it's happened to more of the dudes where they just stressing themselves out. They go, listen, I don't have much, but I'm going to try to take her go shopping. Stretching all your money out. You're going, taking her going shopping and you're maybe taking her on a date. And listen, is a time and a point where he has to ask himself the question, like, is it really worth it? Is it really me doing all this effort and all this traveling to come see you and I'm not getting the same in return? You don't even make an effort to come maybe check me out sometimes. Is it worth it? I'm doing all the calling. You're not really calling me so much. Is it really worth it? And you have to ask yourself a question. Is it if she's worth the sacrifice of your time? That's the question. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got something else to play, okay?
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. It's my first time actually playing this. I'm going to be surprised.
Okay.
I don't know what she's going to say.
Hi, guys. Uh-oh. 9 times out of 10, the things that are often overlooked are exactly where your attention should be. We're in a social media world, a world where everything is visual. But the funny thing is, a lot of women are still so blind. They see the dollar signs, the status, the lifestyle, all of which are attached to a man that's not worth her time. But that's exactly who gets all of it. See, what you don't understand is the same man that you look down on because he was working a 9-to-5 regular guy out every day grinding to make it is the same man who would have treated you right. But you overlook the person you should have seen. And that's the case with so many women. A person will show you who they truly are when you have nothing to offer them. When you have little to no benefit to offer is when you will see what a person is truly about and where your relationship stands. A lot of women neglect the beauty of dating a struggling man, but that's where the foundation of trust is built. The loyalty, the commitment, because he's not trying to win you over with any money because he doesn't have it. He's going to win you over with effort, consistency, and that comes with respect. See, you only value and respect something that you had to work hard to get. He understands the sweat, the long days, the living paycheck to paycheck, the goal setting, working overtime just to take you somewhere nice, etc. That's where 90% of the time the guy with wealth falls short. He has no respect for you. He didn't put in any effort with you. He didn't have to work to build a foundation with you. He simply bought you. To him, you're just another prize on the shelf, something to pull out when he wants to play with it and throw back when he's done. That's what most wealthy men do. They buy things because they can, not because they need it. Hell, sometimes not even because just because they can. They're more intrigued with the fact that they can buy you instead of actually being intrigued with you. To him, you come at a monetary cost, and he can buy 1,000 more. Because you come a dime a dozen. You're nothing special. But with a struggling man, your love was bought with authenticity and genuineness that was built on solid ground, and that's the beauty within the struggle. So until the next video, I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Okay, I want to say this. You know, a lot of women today, modern women, are actually saying that they're okay with that. As long as they get their Birkin bag and red bottom shoes. And because modern women are so vain and, you know, they're very cocky. They don't, and they lack moral standards. They don't have any integrity. They don't have any of that, you know. They'll just feel that since the first guy bought the Gucci bag, the second guy bought the Gucci bag. And then the third guy by the Birkin bag, because some women are so pretty, some are so pretty that has happened to some of them. Man number one had money. Man number two had money. Man number three had money. So guess what? They expect man number four to have what?
Money. Thank money.
You. So now I also want to speak to what she said about a struggling man. Let me just say this. She's not necessarily saying the man is poor. I think when women think of, and these are average women, by the way, who the average woman's salary is under the average man still. But they're all women who are above average who are making more than some men, right? I mean, hey, welcome to equality. You fought for it, okay? So now you got to wear it. You got the money. Now you got to contribute to the family. You fought to have more money. Now you should take care of some of this responsibility, right? It's only fitting. But anyway, the average man, well, I'll just say the average black man these days is probably the most disrespected man on the planet. Okay? In the dating world, he's got to be the most disrespected man on the planet because the average woman don't want you. Okay, the woman who's below average, she don't want you either. So what does the average man do? He's got to go to a table where he can be served. And that table could be maybe with somebody who doesn't necessarily look like him or another country.
Hello.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Right. So if the average, I mean, the above average woman don't want you, we already know that because women are hypergamous by nature. Then the average woman don't want you and the below average woman don't want you. Then what do? So you know what those men do? Because they're still men and they still have sexual wants and desires. They will pay for it. And you know what I mean by it? Because women, not modern women, are already treating this dating world as transactional anyway. So you know what else is transactional? A prostitute. You know what I'm saying? Let me be careful with that because I know some kids listen to this show. I'm not endorsing that. But I'm just saying, in the world that we live in, not everybody's a Christian. And there are men out here who are just paying for sex because it's already transactional anyway. So they say to themselves, you know what? Forget me spending all this money to take you out on a date and you free meal me anyway. Let me just go ahead and find me a woman and give her the $40 now, and then we'll go to the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You know, because if your girl's still acting up, then you bring her friend. I'm sorry, Sugar Hill Gang. But you know what I'm saying? what do you got to say to that, Zacchaeus?
Well, man, I mean, it's like this. And you think about what the modern woman, what she wanted, what she desires and everything. And you think about the hardworking man out there hardworking man and a tough black man. We have a tough, hardworking, tough black man living check to check. Like what she said, living check to check. And we're trying.
Which is most people.
Most people, yes.
See, I know they say average, but I'll just say working class.
Yes.
The working class population dominates the population of the world, and they make the world rotate. If it wasn't for them, everything would fall right now.
Yes.
And there's not enough money for those who understand capitalism and communism to some degree. If you understand capitalism, you need the poor. Mm. You need the working class. You need the middle class, the upper middle class, and the rich. Although, you're getting rid of the upper middle class. So it's about to be working class, rich. When really, they just want rich, poor. Everybody knows that it's unrealistic, it's not feasible, and there's not enough employment, jobs, businesses to go around for every person on the planet to make an above average salary in the prospective cities that they live in. Because if you're making $100,000 in New York City, that ain't enough.
Hello. Yeah. Yes, and it's tough. And sometimes some of these women, the modern day women, sometimes they look over the hardworking man because they're living in a fantasy world. And you have to get out of the fantasy world. Am I right, Fifth?
Yeah.
You got to get out of the fantasy world and realize that, listen, that not everything that you entitled to, you're going to get. And sometimes you could just be passed. Sometimes you just look them over and you want somebody rich. But not the rich man that's not so much around that they just going to just choose you. And like what she said in the audio, if he's filthy rich, if he's making 6-7 figures, it may not be with today. This week he'll have you, and he'll have somebody else next week. Mm-hmm. So you have to understand that, and they have to understand that sometimes you can't even just always look over the average working man because the average working man, because sometimes the average working man that you're looking over, he could be working on something and he could be saying, listen, I'm working on something, but you have no patience. He could be working on something and next thing you know, because you pass it, there's so much women that just, so much average, some of the average women just pass these men over, hardworking men. Men that have some sort of security, they may not be rich, but the one thing they have is the integrity, and to know that, listen, I need to hold on a job, I need to hold on some employment, my employment, or I need to maybe eventually have a business, and I'm not just staying there. And so you look them over, and sometimes when you look them over, sometimes that could be the one that God's put in your eye view, and you look them over. And it happens to a lot of them. You look them over, and like what she said in the audio, keep on looking them over, and next thing you know, you're like, you missed the prize. Time is going by. Not to say that having a being in a relationship is everything, but if that's what you desire, and you want that man, and you're just looking for a man to just bring the bag to you. You just want the man to just bring the bag to you, and that's all you want is money, and all you're thinking about is money, and all you have in your heart is money. You're not thinking about, well, what if I have kids? What kind of character would he bring to me? What kind of value would he bring to me? What kind of morals could he? How was he trained? How was he raised? And that's not on your mind, and you're just thinking about the bag. You get what you get.
I mean,
you want a man with money? Yeah. And that's it. You get what you get. Listen, so
let me tell you something. Man, I wish I would get with a woman and she pay all the bills. And she got, because in that case, I would call it a prize. But guess what? I can think of one woman who actually is the prize. Right? First, let me say this. I don't believe women are the prize. That's number one. But I can think of one woman who actually is the prize. You know who?
Who?
Oprah.
Okay.
Okay. Let me explain why Oprah is the prize. Because she's been with Stedman all these years. She won't marry the man because he won't sign a prenup. She done been with that man all these years. That man, she pays all the bills. Okay? Shout outs to Oprah for paying all the bills. Shout outs.
Yeah.
Okay? Hold on.
Yeah.
See, I was supposed to drop the bomb and it messed up on me, man. Come on, man.
One more time.
Oh, come on, man. How the bomb gonna mess up on me, man? Oh, they trying to blame me. Anyway, but yeah. That messed up my joke. But yeah, let me tell you something. Oprah the prize. I mean, in that context, you know what I'm saying? But the point is, and we're gonna wrap this up. The point is, like I said, I don't think all in all, from a biblical standpoint, I really don't think any one person is the actual prize. Because at the end of the day, we all have to work and help each other. Even if a woman doesn't have a job where she punches the clock, she still has to help her man, okay? We as believers understand that. In some capacity, she got to help him. In some capacity, okay? Mm-hmm. Whether it's with the kids, if they got kids, the home, keeping it clean, cooking, whatever, da-da-da-da-da. Whatever she want to do if she don't want to work. You know what I'm saying? And then the man's out there slaving and he comes home, whatever. You still have to be a helpmate. You still have to be a helpmate to your man, even if you don't have a 9-to-5. You still have to be a helpmate. Because God forbid, and I get it, money is money, right? But God forbid that man get hurt and now he can't go to work. Your skills need to, you got to step up now. Are you going to be able to do that? Some are not. All them college degrees y'all been talking about, you better put that to use when that happens.
Oh, yeah. At least have something set up. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But then you'll be like that one woman. Remember? I played the audio and he said, God forbid. Let me find that. I ain't playing this one. Because, ladies, you're either going to be a real woman or you're going to be a woman like this woman right here. Man, this woman made me want to throw something when she said this.
One question.
Why do you care about her?
Exactly.
If she finds a man who's gonna look after her needs, why do you care about
her? No. It's not about no. One question, that is it, yeah. What happens now, yeah? God forbid, if your husband gets sick and it can't work.
Then I have to find a new one. I have to find a new one.
Ladies, if you're that, you deserve dirt and dust. If you're that kind of woman, you deserve dirt and dust. Don't be that.
Yeah, don't be that person. You gotta find a new one.
Exactly.
Don't be that person.
I said all I needed to say. Zacchaeus, I'm gonna let you get the final thoughts and we're gonna wrap it up.
Yeah, final thoughts, women, for the ladies out there, some of the ladies out there that are single, that are looking for someone, that's looking for someone that they can meet, looking for a mate, looking for somebody. This message for the women. If you see a good, if God put a good man in your, in place, and you see he's a working, hardworking man, and you see that he, that, and you even enjoy his company, and you enjoy his company, and you see that he has integrity, he's genuine, and God has put him in your place, don't look him over. Don't look him over because of his pockets, or because he's not driving this car, he's not pushing this kind of whip, this car, or he's not, you don't have a lavish apartment. Don't pass them over. And for the men, message to the men too. If you meet a good woman, meet a good lady, and you know that God has put you, don't be too shy to talk to her. Don't just let a year go by, 2 years go by, and you're just fantasizing about her and hoping that one day she'll pop the question and say, hey, you want to go out? Don't be that dude. Don't be that shy. Step out in faith and take the first step. That's my message to the ladies and my message to the men. Enough said.
You know, I want to add to what you said only for the proper context for what I mentioned earlier and what we all talk about. We are talking about men who are hardworking with a plan. Those men are not poor. They're not wealthy, but they're not poor. Okay? A working man with a plan. You matter. And don't let anybody tell you you don't deserve a quality woman because you don't have six figures. That's bullcrap. Take it from me. I have been with women who've made more than me, but I've always spent more. Because at the end of the day, you're the man anyway. You're going to be taken out and doing all of that anyway. So you can't. So if don't think because a woman... you may run to come across a woman who might make a little more than you. You still got it, man. Just have some confidence about yourself, and stand on your square. Be a man of your word and be consistent. Vet her. Don't just let her vet you. Vet her. She's studying you, but make sure you're studying her. And you deserve respect. Because you're going to give it anyway. You're a man of class. A man of class will give respect. Okay? Anyway.
Yes.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Zacchaeus, where can they reach you?
You can reach me on at Zacchaeus Music on Instagram, on Facebook, Wayne Backus 167 on Facebook. Also on Twitter, at Wayne Backus 2 on Twitter. Also on TikTok, Wayne Backus Gospel. Also Instagram as well, Wayne Backus Gospel on Instagram. Holla at me, y'all. Peace. Blessings.
All right. Y'all can reach me at The Fifth General, Twitter, Facebook, and IG. All right. This was another episode of Mrs. Z and Fifth. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Peace. Blessings. Mm-hmm.